on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.
Tradies need the right tools to get the job done. Soldiers go to war with the equipment that they need. Healthcare workers are fighting the frontline battle against COVID-19, but some nurses have now revealed they're heading into that war with PPE that doesn't fit. Personal protective equipment needs to be properly fitted to each healthcare worker for it to be effective. And we're not just talking for COVID-19 here. This is for all types of infectious diseases, chemotherapy treatment. Angus Hopkinson-Pearson is the State Secretary of the Nurses Professional Association in Queensland. Angus, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Is it true that in some hospitals in southeast Queensland, workers haven't had their PPE tested in about 10 years?
That is what we've heard, unfortunately.
How regularly is it supposed to be fit tested?
Well, the policy states that it has to be annual. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, we're hearing that that's not occurring even remotely slightly.
Why not?
What we've heard is that largely it's budgetary reasons, but really it's one of those things. When you hear the cases of entire wards being shut down because of COVID, how much of a price can you really put on this?
Is it the law that it's to be tested or fit tested annually, or is that just a guideline?
Guideline.
Okay. Do you want it to be law?
Absolutely. I think that's part of the problem. I think a lot of the executives of hospitals at the moment have a lot of discretion to be able to decide which, whether they do it or not. I think the solution to this problem is absolutely to put a blanket policy in place or a blanket law in place.
So talk me through why this matters, because, you know, people will be thinking, well, we've come through the kind of the most intense time of this pandemic. We didn't hear about this sort of fit testing. It was an issue more so in Victoria. Why does it matter if PPE is not fit tested every year?
Well, it depends on the level of PPE. The PPE we're talking about here is respiratory PPE. Most of the listeners here would probably be familiar with your standard sort of masks that protect against sneezes and coughs, very sort of loose-fitting things. We're talking about respiratory masks here. They're air-filtered, they're meant to be airtight, and they're meant to prevent viruses and bacteria from entering your lungs. And the reason why it's so important to be fit tested is that if there's even the slightest little gap, those pathogens could potentially enter.
1300 222 612. I'd love to hear from you. If you're a nurse, maybe you have been fit tested. If it happens regularly, tell us that story too. 1300 222 612. You are listening to Angus Hopkinson-Pearson, who's from the Nurses Professional Association Queensland. They're concerned that it's in particular southeast Queensland hospitals are not fit testing regularly.
They're the ones that we're hearing problems from. There may be others around the state. Generally, we're hearing that the north is okay. But the southeast quadrant seems to be where we're hearing.
Wow. So, where some of the biggest hospitals are, the biggest and busiest, and potentially best funded. I know one nurse, I've got a statement here from a nurse, when you asked how often are you being fit tested, this nurse responded, "I was last fit tested over 10 years ago. That only happened because I had a new manager appointed. She came from overseas and was concerned we were giving chemo to patients and not wearing masks at all, only eye protection gloves and plastic aprons." So is this about protecting patients as much as frontline health workers?
Absolutely. I mean, nurses are healers at heart, so they really go to work to heal people. What happens when you've got nurses being exposed to COVID or chemo or, you know, other things like that, is that they run the risk of not only infecting patients, but the broader public as well. No one wants that.
You've been speaking to nurses on the ground about this issue. What are they telling you?
They're telling us, well, exactly what you've said before. It really depends on the circumstance. Sometimes you get cases of it all being up to date. Sometimes you get the 10-year gap that you just mentioned before. There are other horror stories of nurses having to don and doff PPE in COVID wards.
What does that mean?
That's putting on and taking off COVID.
Reusing it.
Yeah. So effectively what's happening is, in some wards around the country, you're getting nurses put on the protective equipment in the actual ward itself. So it's like, how what sort of protection does that provide? Absolutely none, basically.
Right, because it's too late. You're already inside and potentially exposed. Why do you think this is coming up as an issue now?
I think COVID has brought a lot of light onto this, and it's unfortunate that it takes something such as a global pandemic to actually draw attention to an issue that has been present for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. Our organisation, the NPAQ, actually raised PPE concerns earlier on in the year. We came across internal government documents that stated that they were that stocks of PPE were incredibly low, and yet you had the state government out effectively, I believe, lying to the public and saying that they had plentiful stocks, that everything was okay, when in reality, our organisation exposed that to be a complete lie.
Wow. Well, that's a very big call for you to make. Why didn't we have more frontline health workers coming forward and saying there's a problem here?
Well, we did. We did some media on it. We brought it to the government's attention, but unfortunately, it was largely brushed off.
All right. So what you want, though, is the right equipment, the respiratory equipment, and you want annual fit testing to happen for
Absolutely.
Every frontline worker?
Yep. At the very least, it has to be annual. I mean, people's faces change all the time. You get older, you get jowls, perhaps, or you get fatter, you get thinner. If you've got a big nose like me, you don't need the same mask as someone with quite a small nose.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you raising this morning. I'll be interested to see whether or not there are other people who will come forward and say, hang on a second, we've got a problem here. Angus, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Angus Hopkinson-Pearson, who is from the Nurses Professional Association in Queensland. Another nurse says, it is a moral and ethical dilemma. Do I go to work knowing I'm underprepared and resourced, or do I withhold my knowledge and skills and refuse to attend until the environment is safe? If I worked for BHP or Rio Tinto, I wouldn't even have to consider this. They're always provided with the correct equipment. Would the hospital management come down to the front line? I doubt it. Karen has picked up the phone this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Do you work in health?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Have you been fit tested for PPE?
No.
Would you like to be?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Is it something that is talked about amongst your colleagues?
Yes, it is. And we're all concerned. And they just only seem to be testing certain bunches of people. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. My job is frontline. I'm dealing with public and outpatients and still not have been tested. When the first round came out, we were told not to worry and it would all be okay. And we still, to this day, have not been tested.
Right. So this has come up more in response to COVID-19, or has it been an issue, say, on chemotherapy wards or in other infectious disease situations?
I couldn't speak on other areas. All I know is that, you know, this annual testing does not happen.
Mm. Okay. And how long have you worked in health?
I've worked in health for 20 years, not in Queensland, but in health for 20 years. And I think the only time I ever got tested was when SARS came out.
Right. Okay. It just seems strange to me because so much in health is driven by procedures and protocol. And you're echoing what one other nurse told NPAC, saying that they were last fit tested over 10 years ago.
Yep.
And people are not getting the right kind of thing. This particular nurse sees it as a moral or ethical dilemma. Karen, do you feel like it's something you can raise with your superiors?
Yes, and we have done before, and it just falls on deaf ears. It's, you know, the management will take it to their management, and then it just never disperses across at all. You know, we could be on fire, and I don't think anyone would notice to come and put us out.
Oh, gosh, Karen.
They sit around and talking around that they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and they make all these decisions, but when it comes down to it, we're the people at the front line who just get ignored.
Karen, can I ask what area you work in?
I work in an outpatient clinic.
In southeast Queensland?
In Queensland, yes.
Yeah.
It is disgraceful. I've worked around the country and I've never seen anything quite like it.
Because it really sounds like you don't feel valued, and yet we talk so much about how important the work you do
is. Yeah, I think that's half the problem. I think that, you know, we're all getting clapped and here's an extra 2 days off, but no one understands what it's really like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a good feeling to go to work and not know, you know, that you've got enough PPE. We still don't know if we've got enough PPE. You know, we were told just to wear shields, you know. You don't know. And the other things are out there, we don't know.
Yeah, you need to have the right tools, the right equipment to do your job, as anyone in any industry does. Karen, thank you. I know this is a tough conversation for you to have, but I really appreciate you calling.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. We did request an interview with Queensland Health on this. However, no one's available to respond to our questions this morning. They did provide a statement saying Since the pandemic began, we implemented measures that align with national guidelines to protect patients and workers from COVID-19. A Queensland Health Working Group is revising existing guidance on respiratory protection programs in Queensland hospitals. The document is expected to be finalised this month. We did also approach the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union. Their secretary, Beth Mole, says, given this evidence and the Victorian government's decision to use only N95 or P2 masks around routine care for patients with suspected or confirmed COVID-19, the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union has called for similar guidelines to be introduced in Queensland's public hospitals and health services.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Livingston.